Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this fine Tuesday morning or afternoon or whatever the hell it is. And, you know, my cubbies, too bad, tough game on Sunday night, but they'll be back. The markets are once again showing not a hell of a lot of interest, although working a little bit lower. But again, we've lost the spark. We've lost that love and feeling of seeing some actual movement as we continue to stay in that range, that rangy move. Again, we're in a range-bound market. And until we can break out of one side or the other, it's probably going to continue. Now, you know, again, I could make all kinds of bold predictions and tell you where we're going, but hell if I know. I mean, I think we're going lower. That would be my play, would be to play to the downside. Okay. But again, there's no reason to play today. Okay. There's no reason to be overly involved today because we're not going anywhere. Again, we saw last week with the hold at 21.20, okay, that we're okay. Now, again, if we can break through there, then what we'd be looking for is a rally back into 21.20. But what we're looking for right now is a close below 21.20 and then a rally back into 21.20 in which we can then sell. And, you know, when you look around in all of the spaces right now, oil continues to be grudging and hold. But look at oil. It's at 49.75-ish, slowly breaking below that 50, and pretty soon it'll be slowly looking at 49, and I think it's going back to 40. Now, there I'd be a seller on any rally in oil here. That would be the way that I would look at it because, again, I believe that you're going to see a kick-ass move in oil to the downside. So I would be willing to play that. Now, again, I have a built-in stop, you know, about 52 or 53. So I'm willing to play in that space here. I think when you look at gold is kind of churning around that 1250 area. Now, it's a little riskier here. I think there might be one more little beat down to the downside in gold. But certainly, if you're trying to trade it, then you can trade it and use a stop. Okay, make sure that you don't get pounded. If you're trying to own it longer term, then, you know, you could buy a little bit here and know that you'd be willing to buy a little bit more lower or buy a little bit more higher. Okay. Again, really your objectives are the important thing here. And then for the grain and agricultural traders, we had a nice pop in the cattle markets. But again, what we really want to see here in these markets is markets that start to churn a little bit, showing us that they can actually build a bottom. We need them to build a base. They have been obviously making multi-year low after multi-year low, which is extremely ugly and not good for anybody. So what we need to see is some base building. So Monday's action was pretty good. And, you know, we can continue that kind of move. We don't want a giant move either way, because I think if we spike to the upside, it'll bring more selling in. And, of course, if we break to the downside, it'll be ugly. And all of us are tired of getting hammered on those markets. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. In the grain space, I expect wheat and corn to churn around at the levels, you know, 355 to 360 in December corn, you know, 420 to 435 in December wheat. Soybeans are still, you know, kind of in between that range. In fact, like right now, they're dead center of the range. So overall, the markets are kind of quiet, kind of lethargic, not a lot going on. Okay, we are starting earnings season again, and we've got, you know, a lot of things to look at. But the overall picture is simple. Okay, until we get an invitation to the prom or the party, okay, there's not a lot to do. Why do we want to try to, you know, force something to happen when there is not much to really do with it. Okay, the first thing is the general markets need to break out. Now, it doesn't mean there's not something to do in an individual stock. Certainly, there's always something to do there if you're watching the levels. I mean, you know, I think later in the week you can look at Walgreens for maybe an earnings trade. If you're looking at it, I would play it to the long side. Halliburton earnings tomorrow. You could play it to the short side. You know, my opinion. Again, these are just my expressly my opinion. Okay, I have to give you a disclosure. But, I mean, in all seriousness, I think that, you know, overall, we've got markets that are just really, really tenuous at best. I think they want to, I believe they want to break. But, again, we have these issues out there that continue to help markets float and hold. And, you know, until that changes, why be overly active? Remember, you can always throw your money away, but you can just send it to me instead of throwing it away, right? Just relax and let the markets do what they're supposed to do. Remember, we've been in a very tough consolidation range for quite a while, and it's harder to make money in those ranges. What we really need is the longer term trend that I think we're going to get, but we have to be patient enough to wait for it. Okay. And if we wait for it, then we can participate. Now, we might not get the exact tick, but I don't want to lose a lot of money trying to figure out the right tick. Does that make sense? Okay. We have to be, again, trading is a game. It's the art of discipline. It's the art of waiting patiently for the correct opportunity. It's the ability to sit back and wait your turn so that you don't get trapped. Because what happens to many is they grind themselves out. You lose a little bit, you lose a little bit, you lose a little bit. Yeah, geez, I'm so disgusted, I can't make it. And then when you finally get the setup you were looking for, you don't play it because you're tired of losing a little bit. You know, head games. And it's an absolute fact. I'm not, again, you know I'm on your side, but we play head games with ourselves, okay? And that has to be something that you have to work on as a trader, as an investor. You need to work on putting yourself in that best position for positive gain and positive value, okay? And when you don't do that, you end up creating a bigger mess for yourself, and there's no reason for that, okay? Again, we need to be cool, calm, cool, and collected, okay, so that we can allow ourselves opportunities to be profitable and put ourselves in a position to be profitable, okay? And by trying to do too much or trying to make things happen that really are not there or that really don't exist, we really end up with more of a mess, because at the end of the day, all right, what are we doing? Well, we're creating a problem. And, you know, we don't want to create a problem. We want to create opportunity. And the way that you create opportunity is by being patient enough to wait back for the right move. And if you've watched the levels that we've laid out here for you on a regular basis, that is the trade. Okay. If you are patient enough to wait back, then you are patient enough to put yourself in the most advantageous spot to be successful. And that really is, you know, where you are. If you do it properly, is to put yourself in that position on a regular basis. And that's our whole goal, is to make sure that we're always set up to be in that position. Okay. Because that is what we like to do. And that's how we like to trade, where we give ourselves a great spot and a great position to be in. And that is always by the math, by the numbers that allow us the right opportunity to be the kings, okay, or queens. And anyways, when you miss one of my shows, and how dare you, LibertyTalk.fm will help you download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And go to BubbaTrading.com and check out what we're doing. We're always doing something fun, and we're going to step by here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horvitz, and we'll be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horvitz.
Well,
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Welcome back, Mr. Cotter. Welcome back, everything. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. And, of course, the markets do never end, and that's why we're always trying to comment on them and help you better do what it is you want to do. And, of course, as we look around at the overall situation, and, you know, I think it's amazing that we continue to ignore the task and the problems at hand. I think that, you know, it's a sad state of affairs when our Federal Reserve is a bunch of mopes that really could care less and are more worried about how much money they can glom from us. You know, I think that that becomes, you know, another bigger situation. I think that, you know, it's always sad when you have people in charge that don't really have a clue of how a business model works. You know, I'd love to see somebody grab hold who's actually been in business before. Like, you know, it's kind of like the president right now. And again, I don't blame him for, you know, not being educated or smart enough. I blame the system for allowing that to happen. I blame the system for putting these people in charge because, you know, we have to have people in the business world that understand the business world. I mean, that would only be logical, would it not? And the people that are in charge, unfortunately, are theorists, mathematicians, people that don't have any idea of how a true business model runs. Okay. And, you know, as most of you know, a lot of you are entrepreneurs. You don't get the sense of how to handle under the pressure of what's going on at the time. Okay, now anybody who's an entrepreneur, you know, if you've ever been called home, you know, you've been away from you're out or something happens in the middle of the night, you got to make a decision. You don't have the time to go to a theorist and try to figure out the theory of what should happen. And that, I think, is the overall bigger problem. We need people in this country to run it that have common sense. We need people in this country that have an idea or a clue of the things that can happen next. And I think that is what we're missing here, is something to run the setup of being able to make a decision. Like the decision Paulson made with Bernanke in 8, that was terrible. That was a pure puke panic, or had his own motives. Okay, that is the problem. Is, you know, I don't know if he had his own motives or not. Okay, and if he had his own motives, and again, bankers typically do, then that's a problem, and that would be a very sad state, because if he had motives for doing the way they did it, which, again, there are conspiracy theorists that believe that the Fed is on the take, basically, so to speak, and that they have an agenda. So, you know, again, it was interesting that Jamie Dimon was the buyer of Bear Stearns for next to nothing. So that would be something that we would think would be interesting. Okay. It was interesting at the whole way this whole set up. Why did the American people get stuck having to foot the bill for the ignorance of the bankers that gave away money? And why do bankers put their own out of business? Okay. You know, that's always something that, you know, is interesting. Okay. I mean, they're almost like piranhas, that they eat their own. Okay. If they eat their own, okay, then it becomes a problem, okay? And if we can't all get along, okay, and I understand the competition of business, but if we can't all get it along, then there's a problem, okay? Because if we can't, even in the spirit of competition, and I will give you the example of when I was on the floor as a floor trader, we had to get along. Okay, now we didn't have to like each other. We didn't have to, you know, have anything, you know, any great love, but we had to get along because we had to work together. So, you know, if why can't all of us and those get along, okay, at making the system work? And that's the problem. So when bankers eat their own and when businesses do their own thing, okay, that becomes another big problem, because again, there are things we can do even to our competition to help. And that is the problem. But our problem is not that. Our problem is that we don't have anybody who has an idea of what to do next. And I personally believe, my personal opinion, they get a lot of bad information and a lot of bad advice from the people because they're too concerned about proving their theory. And, you know, when you're trying to prove a theory, I believe that causes a bigger problem. Okay, because it's like making a bad trade and being stubborn enough to continue to let that trade alone because you want to try to prove yourself right. I think that becomes a much bigger problem. I think these are things that we ignore as business people, as traders, as just human beings. Of, you know, again, there's no reason why we all can't, you know, exist in the same world. There's plenty of business for everybody. And the truth is competition breeds competition, which breeds success, because if your direct competition is good and you're good, then you just get better and you create your own business. So it's a sad state of affairs when we get the short end of the dripping stick. Okay. And I'm not happy about that. And I'm sure that you're not happy about that either. But at the end of the day, that's the world that we have to live in, okay? And that is why the Fed is, you know, not a good model, because they have no clue, okay? They don't understand simple money management, simple business, okay? I mean, basically, you could take somebody who runs a home budget, okay, and put them in the Federal Reserve in charge, because their only responsibility before they became so big was to make sure that they were the lender of last resort. And now they become the only lender. And not only the only lender, but they get to create money. And of course, we get to pay for that money. So, you know, again, we need to keep a budget. Why is it that the United States of America cannot live within a budget? Okay. Where is the fallacy and where is the flaw in that model? Okay, think about that. I think it's important to understand the flaw of not being able to live within a budget. Okay, they suddenly have all these emergency expenses. I mean, you know, we don't have that same opportunity at running at deficit spending unless we want to get screwed by the credit card companies and borrow on our credit cards at usury rates. Okay, so where is it that these the Fed, okay, and the government can't live within a budget? I find that very disturbing that we cannot see a budget correctly. Okay, I see that very problematic that we allow them to go well over budget. And, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times, but, you know, when they run a budget, okay, they have to spend so much or they don't get the new budget. But why can't we change that model? That's a horrible model in general, okay? That's a horrible decision process to begin with when they have to spend everything they can to get. Why can't the budgets be reevaluated? Why? I guess my question really is, why can't the United States government be run as if it were any other business, okay? I mean, why are they exceptions to what they do? I mean, why isn't it that they don't have to, you know, do things that everybody else has to do? Of course, they don't have the same laws we do. But again, you see what I'm saying? Why is it that there are so many exceptions made to that model, but not to our model? And that becomes, to me, a much bigger problem over time, because I find it kind of distressing that that's where we are. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, you know you can download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm, and make sure you do so. And also, you know, go check out bubbatrading.com. You know, we got Keith Bliss writing, we got my I write for it, the Scott the Cow Guy. Now check out what we got to say, and we're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming back.
You're so delicious.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the Cow Guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And so, do we raise rates? Do we not raise rates? Do we do anything? And of course, there's really nothing to do. And that really comes down to what's going on. And there's, of course, a lot of news out there. And, you know, it's interesting to see what's going on. It's something that markets and economies, as you know, they don't always have to be the same. In fact, they very often are not the same. And, you know, this has been even a little bit more of an anomaly, that you find out that we're so far apart because there's been so much destruction to the overall economy. In the meantime, the stock market continues to go higher and higher and higher. And at the end of the day, we have to, you know, continue to understand why it goes higher. And the key here is markets go higher because there's buyers. Okay. Buyers are willing to pay more and sellers are backing away. Very much what's like going on in the livestock markets right now. The sellers are desperate and they're willing to sell at almost anything, and the buyers know, so they're stepping away. So when the markets go up, buyers will kind of step away and give you a little bit, but they're not going to sit there and take it on the chin. So you have to realize that, you know, the news is priced into markets well ahead of time. Okay. The things that we see happening in a stock market might not even appear for a day or a week or whatever, but the flow of information today, the flow of news is so fast. And of course, the Goldman Sachs of the world, the JP Morgans of the world, the Citibanks of the world, they pay millions and millions of dollars to get news first. They've got guys scouring the tape. They got guys scouring everywhere. Plus, you know, who knows if they have an inside ear, and I don't know if they do or not, but, you know, again, they seem to have a fairly good feel. And so what happens is because of that, if you think that you're chasing the news or you have an opportunity to trade the news, you usually don't, okay? And that becomes the bigger issue. Okay. The issue becomes if you are not prepared, okay, then you find yourself to be in a much bigger problem. And what we have to do is we have to be prepared for that to happen and understand that we are more reactionary to a market than trying to be in front of the market. Again, this goes back to whether you're a gambler or you're a trader, okay? And if you're trying to trade, you know, you hear constantly all these great tools that are being introduced on from all these brokerage houses. Well, do you really believe that any of those tools actually work? Okay. I mean, they'll work as far as giving you information, but do you really believe that you can be ahead of the curve and ahead of the news cycle? And the answer is no, you cannot. I'll answer for you. You cannot be ahead of the news cycle. Okay. It is a virtual impossibility unless it's your news, then you can be ahead. But remember, you know, if you've ever been in the stock markets or you've ever traded and, you know, there's always somebody has a hot tip, right? Well, you know, the hot tip, you're probably the millionth person who got that hot tip. And the way that the Ponzi scheme works, the way that it works, if you remember any of the movies like that, you see a continual breakdown of people giving away stock tips. You know, it's the old, they call it the old pump and dump. Okay. You know, the old, if you saw The Wolf of Wall Street or Boiler Room, the pump and dump model, that's what you're seeing. You know, if you watch these things, and that's where, you know, you have to be, you know, on your A game. Okay. To see how these actually work. Okay. And, you know, again, there's a simplistic way to do it, but don't get caught up in trying to be someone who's going to play on the news, because the news will do you no good. The news will lead you to the poorhouse because the news is already well played out. And that's something I encourage everybody to kind of, you know, watch a chart or whatever. And when you see a big move, see if the news has played out yet or if it's come out yet. And typically you'll find out that the news has not shown up yet and the news is coming. Okay? Because usually by the time news comes out, and this is a great time of year to watch it right now, because by the time news comes out now, okay, what you're going to see is that they got earnings. So there's a lot of things being priced into these earnings, which are bringing volatility way up. And if you watch that, you'll see that if the news was as expected, or, you know, the stock will have already moved in one direction, and you'll get to see how it reacts to the news that came out. And that is what's important. Again, being a trader or an investor is to learn how to react to the market conditions, not try to predict them. Okay? We have to learn together how to react. In other words, we identify levels. So we've got 2120, 2190 in the S&P. If it comes down to 2120, we would potentially look to be a buyer because that would be a level of support. If it goes up to 2190, we'd potentially look to be a seller because that would be a level of resistance. And that is what you're trying to do as a trader or investor, is to say, oh, okay, so now I understand that I need to put myself in the best position. And that is how it works. Instead of trying to out forego or out see the news, we want to be able to react to the news, because typically the thing has already been priced in. And then if you see something that might have been overextended in one direction or the other, then you might be willing to, what I call, fade or go against that move, because what more can come out? For example, I'll give you two examples this week. Halliburton and Walgreens. We're selling Halliburton because we believe the news has already been priced into the upside, so we're taking a short shot from there. And we're buying Walgreens because we believe the bad news has already been priced in. And that is how you use the markets to your advantage is by trying to understand what the market is telling you, because the market is full of clues. It's full of money flow. And that's, you've heard the story, follow the money. So we follow the money. That's how we get to be in the best position, by following the direction of the money flow, by being against the money when we think that it's wrong and it's reaching a level or it's overreacting to something, and then fading it, okay, at other points. And again, it comes back to understanding the overall chart pattern and where you are within any given cycle of a market. Now, as far as the general markets, we believe that the cycle is coming very near to an end. Now, it's not going to announce itself. It's not going to send a telegram telling you that. But we believe that we are very near the end of a cycle and very near a market that's going to start to sell off. So what we're going to do is look for opportunities to sell into this market, because that's where we're going to be able to make the most amount of money, because the market is indicating that we are in that setup. And that is what you have to focus on from a trading standpoint, because you will find benefit when markets are over or undervalued based on a pattern, because market patterns repeat themselves over and over and over again. It's not an anomaly. It doesn't happen occasionally. They always repeat. They may repeat from different prices, but at the end of the day, market patterns repeat, and you, if you learn how to take advantage of them, and again, you won't always be on the right side, but if you learn how to take advantage of them, you will more often than not be on the right side of the market. And especially if you're investing, you don't have to be exactly right. When you're trading a little actively, you need to be right more often. But there's enough movement and using the right patterns that will help you be successful a very high percentage of the time. But that's why I warn, you know, everybody who reads the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and all this other stuff for information, it's to understand the information, that's fine. Okay, but to try to trade off of it, you will never make any money. Because remember, you are the millionth person to have that information. So people have already acted. So basically, you're coming to the party late. And as you know, it's never good being late. Okay, so make sure that you focus on the market footprint. Make sure you understand where we are, where the focus is, and you'll find yourself a much happier camper overall, because you will not be making the same bad trades, creating emotional distress, putting you in a bad way. Okay, that's the important thing to remember. Okay, follow the footprint, follow the map. The market leads it for you. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as go to Bubba Trading. Every day there's a new article, some new videos. And you can hear me going nuts. Anyways, we'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will coming right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show, and it's Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, tomorrow night, the big debate in Las Vegas. Maybe they're going to shoot some dice before they go on the debate. And what do you think? Okay, is Trump as dead as they say he is? Is his candidacy over already? Does he have a shot? You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I know one thing for sure. Underdogs win occasionally. I know that we tend to count things out too fast. And I think, you know, a lot of things we see here, you know, you've got a lot of media play in here. Play continues, and of course, it's never in the favor of Donald Trump. It's always in the favor of Hillary Clinton, because let's face it, the media is certainly on the liberal side. So they're certainly not going to favor Donald. And of course, I believe that they kind of stole the election from Bernie Sanders when they reported in California that Hillary had already won. And I don't want to see that same mistake here, but I think this time is different in just the fact that I think a lot of people are going to vote for Donald Trump that would never admit to it publicly. Okay. And we'll see how it plays out. Again, it'll be what it'll be. And there's not a lot we can do about it. I mean, if you go out and vote, and if you're for him, great. You vote for him. You're not for him, you vote for her, or you vote for whatever. You vote for the Libertarian or the Green Party. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do. But I do think that the media coverage is pretty poor. But also, I think that the election cycle is way too damn long. And I think that needs to be changed before anything else. I don't understand why we have to have a two-year, $1 billion election, and look at the choice you got. 2 years and $1 billion. Look at what you got going for it. Okay, I think that's the bigger story. Okay, you know, I don't care what side you're on, but you had 2 years, $1 billion, and here's what we got. Now, obviously, they're both flawed. I think that my personal opinion is the biggest advantage to Donald Trump is he is not a politician. Okay? So to me, that gives you an edge that somebody has no real agenda, unless he does. And again, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I believe that he just has, in his mind, he wants to make the country better. Okay? I believe he truly wants to make America great again. I think he wants that to be on his tombstone. I think his way of doing things are saying that, hey, I want to make things better. So, you know, he's not a politician. He's not a guy that's been fleecing the American people for 30 years, as many of these politicians have done. And I think that he just wants to really make America better. And, you know, if you believe in that, well, then I think that you would look and potentially, you know, want to vote for him. And if you don't believe that, then, of course, you'd want to vote for her if you like the status quo. And, you know, and I can't blame anybody. Look, I got a friend of mine that wants to vote for that party because his business has been so good while they've been in office because of what he does. I can't blame anybody. Look, at the end of the day, politics is a dirty business, and politics are create a lot of anger among people. It doesn't create anger with me because I get it. This is a free country. That's why I always try to say America's a free country. So we don't have to be at odds because you like A and I like B. We have an opinion. And you get to vote the way you feel like you want to vote. And that is more the beauty of America than anything else. Okay? We get to do what it is we want to do. And, you know, I believe that we should all, you know, at least make our vote count. Okay? That's what I want to believe, and that's what I want people to do. Again, if it's not for my party, what do I care? At least you're making an effort to make your vote count and give us a chance to see some potential change in the world. Because we all know that we need, excuse me, a little bit of change here. Okay? We need somebody to take charge and kind of turn this country around because we are certainly not headed in the right direction. We are certainly not headed for more prosperity the way that we're going right now. And that would be my only thing that I think about is I want the best for everybody. I want the best for my kids, for the best for your kids. And I just want to see a better, more what I remember of the United States of America, not what we're seeing now. I think we've come way too far the other way of where we should be. I think we've got way too many issues from where we should be. And to me, I find that kind of upsetting because of those things. I think that overall, we have to be better at what we do and make America great again, as they say. And just from the standpoint We need some more fairness. We need some more rights for those who, you know, have trouble fighting for themselves. And I think that is more the issue. You know, it's not a financial matter. I mean, it's more of a, you know, how do you better take care of the country? How do we leave this in better shape than when we got here? And I think that, you know, generations make that a point of trying to make it better. For, you know, you always want to make it better for your kids than it was for you. And I think we miss out here. And I think that becomes the bigger issue. Okay. And I'm sorry that we don't get past all that. To me, as that's the upsetting point, is that we've really become lax at taking care of the business the way it's supposed to be taken care of. Because again, as I always say, the United States of America is a business. And certainly, you know, I want to see the business model run better. And I'm not happy with the way the model is running right now. You know, we talked about it like all day today. You know, why don't they have to keep a budget? Why don't they have to stay within that budget? Now, to me, those are things that become a bigger problem and more problematic because we're not doing the right things. Okay, we're not taking care of the baby we have, which is our country. And again, no matter who you vote for, again, it doesn't matter. We need to take care of the country. We need to be better at what we do. We need to go to that extra yard to, you know, create more jobs, to be better all the way around. And that, my friends, is, I think, where we're really slacking right now, is we're not making things better. We're making things worse, and we're leaving a bigger pile of stuff for our kids. And to me, that's kind of upsetting because, you know, obviously we all want to leave this world when it's our time, and we want to try to leave it in better shape than it was when we were here. And I don't think we're doing that. And to me, that's sad because we have the tools, we have the wherewithal. The problem is the people that don't want to do the right thing. And that comes back down to the greed and issues like that. And to me, that's a sad issue. And that needs to be resolved. So whoever wins, wins. But let's hope that we get to a point where things get better and we can get through a lot of this stuff instead of the continual what we've been getting. We need better. We need better. We deserve better. God bless America. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day. In the meantime, we'll see you back here tomorrow on Debate Wednesday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure to be with you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.